Hello and welcome to the Breeders' Cup preview as we focus in on the sprint, the dirt sprint. Taking a look at the early morning odds in here, and again, early morning line about a week and a half away from the Breeders' Cup. This is pre-post draw, so we'll see ultimately who ends up going in this spot or who ends up going in the mile, because there are going to be a lot of horses that are dual entered. Mattoli's 3-1, the slight favorite on the early morning line. Omaha Beach is going to be 7-2. Imperial Hint will be 4-1. Chancelot will be 5-1. A little bit higher odds with Frenzy Fire at 8-1. Engaged is going to be 12-1. Catalina Cruiser, who we don't believe will go in this spot, but you never know, 15-1. Whitmore at 15-1. Hog Creek Hustle rounds it out at 20-1. First reactions for you in this field.
I think this is probably the best race. And just for dual entered purposes, Mattoli, Catalina Cruiser, and Omaha Beach all entered for the mile as well, the dirt mile. But if they all stay in the sprint, I don't think Catalina Cruiser stays. I think the dirt mile fits Catalina Cruiser much better. And from what we saw from Imperial Hint and Forensic Fire, hopefully it's going to be that type of race again. Mattoli, obviously a little upsetting at Saratoga, not getting the job done there, but came back and looked like the Mattoli we know from the Met Mile. Omaha Beach, how great did Omaha Beach look at Santa Anita? I think, from what we're seeing, I think Omaha Beach goes into the mile, not the sprint. But Imperial Hint, coming off a very gutsy effort down at Belmont Park and setting a track record at Saratoga. Imperial Hint did not look like the Imperial Hint we saw at Saratoga last year, because Mattoli looked great and Roy H. ran a huge race as well. But from looking at this, I need to ask, are you off the Chancelot bandwagon from what we saw in the Amsterdam? Because the last couple, I didn't think it was bad. The start after, where Hot Creek Hustle literally came from the clouds. But Chancelot, I would have to think a lot of people are signing against, but the Amsterdam was too impressive to kind of ignore at 5-1.
Well, it's going to come down to who ends up going in the mile, because if all of these were to stay, I would say Chancelot's odds would obviously go up. But if a couple of these horses were just, like you said, the field is just unbelievably loaded, end up going and steering in a different direction. Chancelot, I don't know. I know Jaramillo took a lot of criticism for that Amsterdam ride where they were just so far ahead, and you know he ended up using the whip a couple times, and maybe he shouldn't have. They had to race one, and then he gets nipped in the comeback at Saratoga when he's 1-5 in that race. And then he's supposed to beat Omaha Beach because Omaha Beach is coming off the long layoff, and he just gets nipped again. For me, I still think Chancelot has a ton of talent. I'll actually stay on the bandwagon of Chancelot, where I think a lot of people are going to get off because Jaramillo is going to be switched for a jockey to be determined. But for me, there's a lot of speed in here. You know Mattoli is going to be forwardly placed. You know Imperial Hint won't be too far off. You're going to have a couple closures with, Whitmore. Engage should be far back. Hawk Creek Hustle should be far back. But if for some reason Chancelot just decides to go 21 and change, he may be the only horse on the lead in this spot and may get really gutsy. I don't know. There's a lot of questions going into it.
Well, obviously we'll have to see the finalized field in here. But if Mattoli and Imperial Hint stay, I would honestly side with Imperial Hint. Even though the Imperial Hint did not run great last year in the Breeders' Cup Sprint, the two races that I saw in person at Saratoga and at Belmont Park were probably the best performances. Personally, I have seen, not all year, but I have seen in person myself, the horse actually running in person that I have seen this year. That's including Bricks and Mortar in the Pegasus World Cup. That's including City of Light in the Pegasus World Cup. But I thought Imperial Hint at Saratoga won. They were flying, and that was an unreal performance there. And then to not let Firenze Fire pass you on a rail where nobody else won that entire day besides Vino Rosso, who still got DQ'd down. I thought Imperial Hint is coming into this race in unbelievable form and is a horse that just does not like to be passed. That being said, Mattoli's workout record, track record, is as good as it's been, just bullet after bullet after bullet, so deserving favorite, I think, in here. But Firenze Fire, I don't know what to think of, because I've been on the Firenze Fire bandwagon for a long time, and he just continues to run second for me.
And he had that race won in the Vosburg, right, and Imperial Hank came back up the rail, and you never see that, so it was... It was a really good race by Frenzy Fire, but it was even more gutsy by Imperial Hint.
Right, and that's kind of why I'm leaning towards Imperial Hint in here, even if you know, an Omaha Beach stage, which I don't think is going to happen, a Chancelot. But as you said, Chancelot could be alone on the front end, which could be a little bit dangerous. But Engage looked unbelievable at Keeneland.
That's the horse I was going to say as a live long shot, and the Grade 2 Phoenix. Engage was sort of a little bit of a disappointment in 2018. You know, was really bet down in some big races and had some high hopes. Yeah, you know, it just didn't get it done. And then we saw Engage at a big price get the job done in the Phoenix, and now you're going to get another big price, and people are going to say, can this horse put back-to-back performances together? If for some reason Mottoli, and this is where I'll say, I'll give my one theory on Mottoli. The only time Mottoli ever ran bad was against Strike Power. And Strike Power was drawn outside of Mottoli. Mottoli had the one hole down at Saratoga, and Strike Power was drawn outside as the speed, and he just took it to Mottoli and softened it up for Imperial Hint, who I know you're really high on. If for some reason Chancelot draws outside of Mottoli in this spot, I will not be a fan of Mottoli. So really, that's where things are going to get quite interesting at the post draw for me, in my theory. Of the fact that I just think Mottoli likes to sit outside of horses, sit very close to the pace, you know, second, stalking the leader. But if for some reason Mottoli's inside of that speed, just really is not the same horse in my eyes. But, you know, we'll see. He's deserved a favorite in the spot, winning 8 of the last 9. But there's a couple different ways you could go in this race. Omaha Beach, where do you ultimately think he's going to go?
I think he goes back to the mile. I think there's too much speed in here for him. And a horse that likes to be a little bit more forwardly placed, I think he might run into quicker fractions than what he's used to sprinting. So I think the mile's a better fit for Omaha Beach. But again, I don't even think if Mottoli's in the out, I think if Chancelot gets the lead, Mottoli's going to be in trouble here. And that's just how I think in this spot. Chancelot needs the lead, Mottoli needs the lead. I think it potentially sets the race up for an Engage, for an Imperial Hint. Or even a Firenze Fire.
I know you've been a fan of Hawk Creek Hustle before.
Yeah, and I thought
maybe rounds out the supers. Right. You know, maybe, you know, try super type deal.
I mean, he looked great at Saratoga. He looked great in the Woody Stevens from off the pace. Both at huge prices. And then last time in the Phoenix, I thought a little bit better of a run. You know, he got boxed behind some dying horses or tiring horses in that spot. I think Hawk Creek Hustle at a big price is going to be coming from the clouds again with Corey Lannery. So the pace is going to be there. It's going to be interesting to see who closes into it.
All right, those are our thoughts on the Breeders' Cup Dirt Sprint. Good luck.